for WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. When Facebook chose to make Rutherford County, North Carolina, the home of a data center in 2010, it provided hundreds of jobs for construction crews and 60 jobs for the data center once it opened Building 1. Then it announced that it would need to put up another building to house more workers, more servers, and provide work for hundreds of more construction workers. Once Building 2 is complete later this year, the Forest City Data Center will also help connect Facebook's more than 900 million users around the world. All of that has been good for the county, but Facebook is doing more. I talked with Forest City Data Center site manager George Henry on Monday about the latest opportunity the company is offering to the residents of the county.
Well, I'm very pleased to announce that we are about to enter our second round of community action grants. As you know, Facebook's all about connecting people and to connect the world. Here's one more opportunity for people to connect to Facebook and enrich their nonprofit organization in some way, some actionable way. That's what it's all about. We want to make sure people say, oh gosh, if I only had another $7,000 to do that little thing I need to do, and here's a forum to do that. You go to the Facebook Rutherford County page, the Forest City Data Center page on Facebook, and there's a little icon at the top with a clipboard that says grants underneath it, and you simply apply on a one-page interface. You put in your four paragraphs, boom, 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 and you're on the list for people who are going to be considered. Your nonprofit organization, if that is going to be considered for up to $15,000 of actionable money you can immediately move on, which is the simplest grant I have ever seen in my life. I'm really proud of how easy and seamless we've made this process.
How many did you have apply last year in the first round of county grants?
This last year, we had 71 people total apply. We gave out grants to 21 of those, and we personally drove to every single location. It was a major trek. I got to see the entire county. I went all the way up to Hickory Nut Gorge.
What kind of thing would qualify as a grant-fundable project?
I know a guy who raises bees. He was interested, and I told him about the grant, and he said, oh, I could do some fun technology things on Facebook, tracing how I find bees' nests and transfer them into honey locations. I said, that sounds like an awesome idea.
Does sound interesting, but the time to enroll is now through July 15th, so you have about 30 days to apply for the grant, less a few. But what types of groups are you looking for?
People who can identify a technology that will improve their 501c3 in some way. And a really good example was there's an ICC extension for single mothers who are trying to finish their GED, that's women with children can bring their babies, and their babies can be babysat right in downtown Forest City while they do the work to complete their GED.
Oh,
and they needed some help improving their technology, their computer center, so they could do the remote testing and whatnot. And giving them money was I couldn't have thought of a better, more useful for, they wanted like $5,000. It was fantastic. And I said, please continue this work, because this is fantastic use of technology and your own volunteer efforts. It was a good organization.
Disclaimer, I did not know you were going to mention that, but I do happen to work for Isothermal Community College, as WNCW is owned by the trustees of Isothermal, but I didn't even know about that program. That's wonderful. There is so much going on in community colleges across North Carolina these days that it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it's hard. You can't even really call them a community college. It's more of a community resource. ICC is truly one of the greater community resources I've come across in my life.
Well, thank you. On behalf of Isothermal, she says humbly. What other types of things did you provide grants for last year?
We did a substantial grant to the Rutherford Regional Health Service because the hospital itself was not connected to fiber in any way at all. They were still using small T1 connections to connect, and so we actually put them onto the backbone of the fiber with a fairly substantial grant that they matched. And now, oddly enough, the joke was that people would actually deliver x-rays on CDs from the small doctor's offices to the hospital because the internet connection was so bad to the hospital. And I was very happy to be helping them out. It made perfect sense. That was a no-brainer grant. It's like, cool, yes, let's get the hospital on fiber.
Thomas Jefferson Classical Academy was another recipient of an award last year. It's a charter school. What was that grant for?
I believe we were shoring up their technology lab. Like most of the smaller grants that we gave to the schools were all based on their own computer labs and updating their technology within their computer labs. The Sunshine Elementary did a really fun thing where they wanted to put an antenna on their roof to share the school's internet with the local community because there was no options to get internet in the local community. That was a grant I was pretty proud of to help out. And the same with the Union Mills area. There's a Union Mills Recreation Center that had a bunch of computers they were using dial-in to connect to. And we gave them a grant that and allowed them to extend over to the fire station, which had internet. And now their entire facility has a broadband connection. With the help of Computer City, they helped out get that all wired up.
So these are just some of the examples of the types of things you're looking for. But they do need to have some sort of technological element to them.
That's the hope, because we are a technology company, and that's kind of where our expertise is. Since we're the ones judging it, we want to make sure that we can help them in any way at all. For instance, the Union Mills element, that we gave them the funds, but they didn't really understand how they could connect. So I connected them with City Computer, and then we all got together and said, here's what you need, and here's how to execute it. And that's sort of where our expertise lies. So I want to make sure people apply, is what I want to make sure that everyone hears about it. And last year we had 71 people apply for the 21 grants we awarded, and I'm hoping to have even more this year, just to make me go crazy with Sophie's Choice and say, oh no, these guys are great. Oh no, these guys are great.
Once again, how do Rutherford County groups apply for the Facebook Community Action Grants 2012?
You simply go to the Facebook Forest City Data Center Facebook page, and there's a tiny little icon at the top. Looks like a clipboard, and right underneath it, it says grant. There's a very simple interface where you tell us who you are, give us your address, describe in two or three paragraphs what you will be applying the funds for and how much money you need. It is so simple, and don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about how wonderful it looks, as long as you tell the story. All Facebook ever cares about is the story. If your story compels us, we will be all over it.
And the applications began being accepted this past Monday, June 18th, and you have until July 18th to get yours in at facebook.com/Forest City Data Center, right on the first page. The total amount available for Rutherford County, North Carolina is $100,000. Once again, George Henry, Forest City Data Center's site manager, thanks for telling us all about it. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.